Now, let's do the exercise in multiple choice questions. 多项选择题。The first comprehension. Modern sculpture rarely surprises us anymore. Because, even if not in museums, we see it in and around other public places. So we choose A. Why? I think you still remember the sentence. Modern sculpture rarely surprises us anymore.Even people who take no interest in art can't have failed to notice examples of modern sculpture on display in public places. 所以根据这个重点的语句，我们答案应该选择 A. Number 2. What surprised the writer when he visited a recent exhibition of modern sculpture? 那么什么使得作者在此参观现代雕塑展览的过程当中使他很惊讶呢？We choose C. The way in which electrical energy was used to produce mobile effects. So do you remember the key structures in the text? The objects on display were pieces of moving sculpture. 那么展出的展品都是能够活动的。所以选项应该选择 C.Number 3. The pieces of sculpture on display at the exhibition were. 那么在展览会当中所展出的渐渐的展品是什么呢? We choose dog. Were such, 是这样的, that one cannot pass them unnoticed, though it seemed wider to pass them untouched. According to the text we know,The moving sculpture was dangerous. We'd better not touch them. Even though it seemed wider to pass them untouched, it was quite impossible for us to pass them unnoticed. 那么根据我们刚刚在文章当中所学过的内容，即便是你想绕过去而不去触摸它，那也是不可能的。所以在这个表达方式当中 one could not pass them unnoticed 我们是用到了双重指否定 Let's say When you visit the exhibition You must have noticed the pieces of sculpture 那么你在去参观这个展览的时候你肯定会注意到所展出的渐渐的雕塑好注意这把握这个关键的句型结构Cannot pass something unnoticed. For example, the dress is so beautiful that I can't pass it unnoticed. Now, key structure. Number 4. Modern pieces on display nearly 8 years ago. 8 years ago. 限定时态一般过去式 So we choose C.Number 5. The first thing I saw to the art gallery. Of course, we choose C. 在展览馆的入口处 entrance 一定要和介词 at 搭配 at the entrance. Entrance 后面要和介词 to 搭配 got it. 在电影院的入口处 at the entrance to the cinema.而 A 选项 On my arrival Arrival 要和介词 at 或 in 搭配表示到达了某处 OK, number 6 The notice prohibited people the exhibit 关键词 prohibit 阻止禁止我们用的结构形式 prohibit somebody fromdoing something. 那么这个词汇的重点是强调法律或条律明文禁止。For example, law prohibits children from buying alcohol. Law prohibits children from buying alcohol. 法律禁止儿童购买烈酒。那么如果用 forbid somebody to do something, the law forbids children to buy alcohol. Now number 7. The spheres had been magnetized, attracted or repelled each other, so that 表示目的和结果。那么在运用目的状语从句的时候，它务必要包含情态动词 can, could, may, might, will, shall 等等，而结果状语从句则使用简单的时态，所以我们应该运用 A 选项。那么这些球体已经被磁化了，其结果是彼此互相吸引和排斥。那么到了选项 in order that 只能引导目的状语从句。那 number 8, these peculiar forms to shock people emotionally and to 在这个表达方式当中，根据课文的结构形式， these peculiar forms seemed 似乎设计出来， seem 要和形容词、分词等等搭配连用啊， so these peculiar forms seemed designed both to shock people emotionally and 二者都 both and 所连接的形式应该是相一致的，所以这里用来连接两个动词不定式 to， 我们答案应该选择 dog。 Number 9 Forms that are suspended from the ceiling and move are 答案应该是 dog。At the slightest breath 表示只要轻轻一吹，它和原文 a gust of wind 相呼应。而 A 选项 at one blow 强调一次重击。 For example, He fell his three attackers at a single blow, at one blow. 他一下就把三个袭击他的人打倒了。而 B 选项 all of a sudden means suddenly,突然出乎意料的。 With a light touch 表示以轻松愉快的风格或者是格调。 Play the piano with a light touch 以轻快的风格弹奏钢琴。 At the slightest touch 则表示轻轻的一碰。 A bubble will burst at the slightest touch 水泡只要轻轻一碰就会爆的。Okay, number 10. Small black boxes, smocks. 原文当中用到动词 emit, 那么 emit 的同义短语 give off. Now, number 11. There were a number of tall structures in different colors. We choose boy. Illuminate, 照亮。用灯来装饰。For example, illuminated by candles, 用烛光照明。Illuminate a street, 照亮街道。而 A 选项 enlightened, 开明的。开明政策 enlightened policy。C 选项 alight, 这是一个不及物动词。下来下车。So come down from above. Passengers should not alight from the train until it has stopped. Passengers should not alight from the train until it has stopped. 火车停稳后，乘客才能下车。Alight 作为一个形容词的话，相当于 burning, 燃烧着的。For example, the fire is alight. The fire is burning.Now number 12. These peculiar forms not only seemed to shock people. We choose C, intended. Intend, 从语义上来讲和 design 更加接近。在表达设计的意图的时候，我们常用于被动式或过去分词结构。For example, a bookDesigned mainly for use in college. A book designed mainly for use in college. 专门为大学生编写的书。那 那么这本书是专门为初学英语的人而编写的。The book is designed for English learners. The book is intended for English learners. 啊，我们用到了 be designed for, be intended for。那么 A 选项 draw， 它所表达的含义，画 ，for example draw a picture， 支取 ，draw money from bank， 啊 ，B 选项 plan， 计划，而 D 选项 create， 创造，创造新的世界纪录 ，create a new world record。Okay, so much for the exercise in multiple choice questions. Now please open your textbooks at page 86. Let's learn lesson 19, A Very Dear Cat. This text is not only funny, but also wonderful because of the good kid doctors. So you'd better learn it by heart. Now please read with me aloud.Dear, dear, kidnapper, kidnapper, considerable, considerable, wealthy, wealthy, orderly, orderly, disappearance, disappearance, anonymous, anonymous, ransom.Ransom, cupboard, cupboard, withdraw, withdraw, withdrew, withdrawn, punctually, punctually, astound, astound. Okay, we must learn how to use the following important words. Dear.亲爱的，珍贵的，昂贵的。I want to give you example. I can't afford the car because it's too dear. I can't afford the car because it's too dear. So dear means costly, expensive. 这辆车我买不起，因为它太贵了。所以相当于形容词 costly, expensive.Okay, now let's go on. The cat is dear to me. The cat is dear to me. 这只猫对我来说太宝贝了。So dear means prize. 珍贵的，宝贝的。So do you remember the sentence? The lamb is prize to Mary. The lamb is prize to Mary. I say,The lamb is dear to Mary. 这只羊羔对于玛丽来讲很是宝贝。要求大家掌握一个固定的表达方式 ,cost somebody dear, 花了某人许多钱。So、the cat cost the lady dear. The cat cost the lady dear. 这猫可花了这女士很多钱。Kidnapper, a person.Who takes somebody away unlawfully in order to demand money or something else. 注意 kidnapper 的英文释义。绑架者。Kidnap, K-I-D-N-A-P, 绑架。For example, we kidnapped five hostages. 他们绑架了五名人质。Okay, next important word, 下一个本课的要点词汇 ,considerable. Considerable,is additive. In tennis, 相当大的 so great, great in degree. For example, a considerable business, 大规模的企业。He has got a considerable success. 他已经取得了相当大的成就。He has got a considerable success. 其副词形式 considerably.把 E 变成 Y, considerably, means much, a lot, a great deal. Now translate my sentence into Chinese. It's considerably colder today than yesterday. It's considerably colder today than yesterday. 今天比昨天可冷多了。这里 considerably 相当于 much。A great deal 和 a lot。大家不仅要掌握 considerable, 同时要掌握词性和它非常接近的几个重点词。First, considerate. Now read with me. Considerate. C-O-N-S-I-V-E-R-A-T-E. Considerate. In English, thoughtful. In Chinese, 体贴的。Now read with me. Thoughtful.对某人很体贴 be considerate to somebody. Are you considerate to your wife? Or are you thoughtful to your wife? Okay, the second, considered. C-O-N-S-I-D-E-R-E-D. 这个形容词表达的含义经过考虑的。It's my considered opinion. It's my considered opinion.这是我经过考虑的看法。我们要掌握一个重点的短语 All things considered 就各方面而言 For example All things considered He finished the work well 就各方面而言他这项工作完成得很棒了 OK Next word Considering Considering 这个词汇既是介词也是连接词还是一个副词 Now listen to me carefully Please pay more attention to the usage of the word considering Considering his age The little boy reads very well Considering his age The little boy reads very well 考虑到他的年龄这小男孩读书读得很好了 Considering 直接和名词搭配它是一个介词